he orders the factories, along with their machines and their workers, to relocate to the east, to the Ural Mountains. And he gives farmers and peasants an absolute order. Leave. Leave your izba, your house. Destroy everything. Leave behind nothing that can be of any use to the fascist Hitlerite aggressor. This is Stalin's scorched earth policy. The German officers have not forgotten about Napoleon. In 1812, the Russians defeated Napoleon's Grand Army by burning their towns and fields, and then massacred the French in the Battle of Berezina. In early July 1941, the Germans also reach the Berezina River on the Central Front, and they keep going. Resistance by the Soviets is growing stronger. On the other side of the river, an unpleasant surprise awaits the Germans. The Russians have set up a new kind of artillery, a rocket launcher called Stalin's Organ, or Katyusha, because it sounds like a nest of organ pipes. A most terrifying weapon. But nothing can stop the German advance. By mid-July, they have reached Smolensk, the last big city before Moscow. The battle for Smolensk lasts 3 weeks. The Russians fight until the very end, despite the calls for surrender coming over the German loudspeakers. Very few are taken prisoner. Some of the survivors go into hiding in the deep forests and become insurgents.